If proceeds from video gaming were a coconut cream pie, Illinois municipalities would only get a taste. But if you added up those nibbles every month, it may be enough to notice an increasing waistline. In December alone, Illinois municipalities that offered video gaming shared $1.8 million. That's the cut from the $476 million played. Video gaming machines started spewing out the green in the fall of 2012. Illinois started with a few hundred gaming terminals. By the end of last year, there were more than 13,000 in the state. One of those locations is at Mike and Denise's Pizzeria in Aurora. General Manager Pam Seiden says it made sense to add video gaming because the machines require little upkeep.
It's something for people to do when they're in here having a drink or having dinner or whatever, so kind of a no-brainer. And some people are serious about it. Some people are like, oh my gosh, I just won $10, and they're happy and they go home.
Seiden says the popularity of the machines varies depending on how busy her business is. She says the cold weather has slowed things down a bit, but adds there's no real rhyme or reason for when people come in to play. Overall, it's proven to generate reliable dollars for those who get a piece of the pie. And it's not just the state's largest cities who are reaping the largest rewards. According to Loves Park Mayor Daryl Lindbergh, he's also president of the Illinois Municipal League.
What we've seen here is we actually, for a couple, 3 months, we've been like third in the state in the city of Loves Park. You know, not that we're a big gambling destination, but we really thought this would be a good way to supplement our revenues because we don't have a property tax.
Lindbergh says gaming has been a boost to the local economy.
A lot of these establishments that were maybe bordering on being successful or closing, this added income from the video gaming has really allowed them to do a lot more and to improve their buildings and things like that. And that's what we hope for.
It's not new revenue. It's money that's being lost from local residents, and it's being diverted into the pockets of the gambling interest. So it's really a loss to the economy of these communities.
Anita Bedell is the executive director of the Illinois Church Action on Alcohol and Addiction Problems. She's a familiar face at the Illinois Capitol and often lobbies against any expansion of gambling. Even though video gaming is growing rapidly, her group continues to distribute information packets to mayors and village boards. A portion of the license fees from the Video Gaming Act are directed to the Department of Human Services for the administration of programs that treat compulsive gamblers. But Bedell says that's little consolation.
The problem is when you expand gambling so far as they have with the Video Gambling Act, no amount of money that they put into Department of Human Services is going to be enough to pay for all the ruined lives.
Despite opposition, new applications continue to be approved. The law gives local communities and counties the option to pass a ban on video gaming. Otherwise, establishments can apply for permits to install the machines. The law authorizes the installation of up to 5 licensed video gaming terminals in establishments where liquor is served. Cash from the machines that's not awarded in payouts is divided among the state, local governments, and businesses. Rockford has been one of the state's biggest magnets for gaming dollars. The city earned $61,000 in December. The city's share of $16 million played in the city during that month. Rockford City Administrator Jim Ryan says that helps the city lease fire, police, and public works vehicles.
It doesn't cover all the expense for our fleet, but it covers about half.
He says not all applications for new permits are approved.
We really take a look at location. Does it make sense from a land use perspective? And we've been pretty happy with the decisions we've made and how that's worked for the community.
Andy says it's too early to see how deep the pockets for Rockford's gaming will be each month.
I'd venture to say it might cap out around $70,000 to $75,000, but that's just a guess at this point. So far, it's been continuing to exceed our expectations.
Ryan says the city of Rockford is still very interested in attracting a casino, and an increase in video gaming terminals won't stop that effort. Meanwhile, the Chicago suburb of Bartlett wants more control over how many businesses allow gaming.
People on the board have actually used the term, we don't want to look like a little Vegas.
That's Village President Kevin Wallace. Video gaming is relatively new in Bartlett compared to other Illinois communities. Bartlett's share of gaming revenue was about $3,500 in December. Wallace says the money goes into the village's general fund and can be used for things like road improvements. But he's been surprised by applications from what he calls smaller cafes wanting to get into the game.
Is there demand for more machines from our residents? I don't know the answer to that question. There's demand from retail operations looking to locate in Bartlett.
So much so that the city council is looking at restricting video gaming. Possible limits would require minimum square footage at an establishment or requiring a commercial kitchen in order to qualify for a license.
You want to make sure that people know the playing field and it's consistent, as consistent as we can be. And so we are still in the process of figuring out and hammering down the exact ordinances that would make sure that the playbook in order to open up one of those establishments is really clear for people looking to come in.
The council is still working on legal issues, but could take up those measures this month. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.